When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to game week 36. My name is Joe and as ever I'm joined by Tom, Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor, to look at the trusty goals and assists imminent table to try and predict future returns. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, not on a wild card this week, so everything's a bit calmer. We've just done our team selection video and... yeah, I guess we're now kind of looking at maybe game week 37, game week 38, punts, that kind of thing. So, yeah, looking forward to having a look at the tables and seeing how we did as well, because I think we had a few returns, didn't we?
We did indeed. So just before we go on, just do for everyone, do press that like button. Really helps us out. And obviously do remember to subscribe as well to keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Yeah, let's see how we got on. So we did goals imminent table a little bit differently. We just focused on Spurs and Chelsea because they had a double. And the assist imminent was just a free-for-all, as anyone, just who was ever on there. So with the assist imminent table, you have to have more than seven chances, I think it was, in last four matches. But if you score more than one assist, you're off the table in a good way. And we also add a few XG stats about underperformance to delight the XG nuts. So we'll go for the less exciting goals imminent table first. The Spurs.
So far,
which is good. So far, we got one return because most Tottenham attackers let us down. Most Chelsea players let us down. Werner went off injured, but at least he did start. Yeah. Johnson didn't start, didn't return. But there's another match between Tottenham and Chelsea coming up, so might get returns. Mudryk, it was Madueke was the one, not Mudryk, that was got all the points, and Gallagher as well, not on our list. Madison was hopeless again, and hooked around the 60th minutes. But it was Ben Davis got an assist there, and 4.3. Well done those who got him in, because I think he is a very good alternative to Porro. He could even he's already outscored Porro for those that got him in 35.
Yeah, and I feel a lot more comfortable spending 4.3 on a Spurs defender than I do spending almost 6 million on it, given the state of the defence as well. But yeah, he looks, I think he'll play the rest of the season at left back as well.
So he's a good, so if you're looking for a Spurs defender, which many people won't be, but if you are, or looking to perhaps downgrade Porro and get a bit of money, Davis could be an option there. Chilwell didn't play, and Gusto didn't play either, so he could play. We might get some returns from them. Who knows for them. But it's the assists imminent table, which so that's all branched out to those who've got a double or a single. And it's just, you know, the straightforward seven chances and what can you get. But there's a lot of goals as well as assists on this. So Foden didn't play, so couldn't get us anything. McNeil, this is where we can brag because we said McNeil would be good. We've been saying it for a few weeks now and he did get a goal. I mean, Everton, they're not scoring a lot, but if you are going to get an Everton attacker, given you're not sure who's going to start up front, McNeil could be the one to get.
I think he would have to be, wouldn't he? Yeah, because Calvert-Lewin's in and out of the team. Beto, I think, is back now, but he's had this head injury. I think they started Chimiti at the weekend. McNeil probably is. I always look at Decore. I sometimes like his position, but he hasn't done much for quite a while now. So they've got a good next two fixtures, haven't they, with Luton and Sheffield United, two teams who struggle on set pieces, which is good for McNeil. Yeah. I'd be very surprised if many people go for him because everybody's looking at doublers. But would it surprise me if he got a return in the next two? No.
One of the reasons we've got so many returns in this table as well, because we're slightly cheated. We're not really. When we broadcast last Tuesday, we still had some matches to go in the double. So we had to include them. That's why we got a few more returns. So that includes those tail end of those game week 34 fixtures. And also game week 35. So far, Mudryk let us down, but you never know, could get some returns. Odegaard's the big one though, and he thinks someone, he's got two assists so far. Havertz, Saka, Odegaard, still great options. Trossard even. Martinelli's not really getting the starts. But yeah, if you're looking to do a transfer for an Arsenal player, good home fixture at the moment, and good fixture in game week 38 at home to Everton. So Odegaard, still, you know, I might still go him in as well for game week 38.
If you had to pick one, Joe, so Odegaard, Saka or Havertz, and you could only get one, who would you go for, regardless of price?
In my case, I probably won't be able to afford Saka, but if I had, if price was an option, I would go for Saka simply because he's on penalties. Okay. I think in my position, because I won't have enough for him, it really will be between Odegaard and Havertz. And that's the decision.
And yeah, I think I'd be tempted by Havertz, given how well he's playing and the role that he's playing in the team. Even when he's playing in that midfield slot, he's still really, he's kind of ghosting forward. And then when he leads the line, he's brilliant. So done really well.
I would be tempted, but I mean, happy with either. Mudryk didn't get us anything, nor did Willian. He did come on though. He was an injury doubt, but he did come on. Saka, this is why I immediately said Saka. So he got two assists and a goal within that time, the tail end of 34 and 35. So that's if I could get him in game week 38. To be honest, if I could get him in now, I would, but I've got really a slot. And another player who's going to be perhaps more popular because he's got a double game week in 37 is Fernandes, two goals and an assist, and he got bonus points without an attacking return in the last match. Yeah, I think, I know from our team selection video, he's probably your top choice to get in for Maddison in game week 37.
Yeah, I didn't particularly like seeing that game at the weekend as a non-owner because he was threatening and he hit the post and he was just properly involved in everything they did. So I'm looking for a Maddison replacement, say, in 37, and he's going to be right up there. I'm not going to bring him in for Palace because that just creates benching headaches and things like that, but I'm going to monitor it. But he's right up there.
And just at the end of the day, it was Rico Lewis, just underlining that if he does start, he does have assist potential. So if you think they're going to get a clean sheet, but it's just the minutes risk. You could see him in game week 38, though, depending of the league.
They've got the FA Cup the week later, haven't they? Yeah. So potentially.
Let's move on to the latest goals imminence table. So you have to have a minimum of, I think I've extended this to 9 shots over the last 4 matches, a maximum of 1 goal. So if you score more than 1 goal, you're off the table. That's why you haven't seen Isak or Palmer in this list, because they've just scored a hatful. Yeah. Foden, Isak and Palmer, I think they've scored 6 to 8. Foden scored 8 goals in the last 6 matches, something like that. And anyway, that's what this video is about, is those under the radar options, and we're looking to find them, really. So it's measured by I've sorted this by underperformance, how much they should have got and what they have actually done in terms of big chances and big chances missed. So the players in this table, if you're not familiar with it, will have a lot of shots, a lot of close range shots, but for some reason they're not going in. Perhaps they're not being accurate enough. Tony is top. He's back and he did start, but I don't think he's the best Brentford option at the moment. I still think I would go for Brian Mbeumo over him if I was to get a Brentford player, which of course they face Newcastle in game week 38. So, would you go for Tony? Like, could be his, probably be his last Brentford game.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If they're going to move Tony on in the summer, which it looks like that's going to happen, do they now start, they're safe from relegation, do they start looking ahead to next season, looking at Mbeumo, looking at Wizza, looking if they, I think they've already signed another striker, haven't they? I think that there's one lined up from Club Bruges, so there's a replacement coming in, but will they start looking at new ideas? And that would be the concern with Tony, that he won't start every match. So no, I wouldn't look at him, but I would look at the player below him on that list, I think.
Yeah, Chris Wood, we mentioned him on the team selection video. There was people poo-pooed him in the live chat, but Chris Wood, because he wasn't effective against Man City. Oh dear. But he does face Nottingham Forest face Sheffield United away. in game week 36. So he's good to get in, I think. I'd be tempted. Oh, God, who's he playing? Oh, he's away to Burnley, game week 38. You know, if a Wanyi's not, definitely not fit, I'd be tempted.
I think Wood will play. I mean, Nuno has been talking up Wood so much over the past. He came out at the weekend after he missed the chance and said, look, he's one of the best forwards in the Premier League. Yeah. He's going to miss chances. Everybody does. Yeah. But he's been brilliant since Nuno came in. Yeah. So I'm not worried about him losing his place, I don't think. The only thing is the lack of the double. And I kind of get that. But then when you see those three fixtures, I could see him returning in all of those games. And if he enables some more money being shifted into midfield and getting a De Bruyne or getting another big hitter, then why not?
And if you're not bench boosting, in game week 37, have him on the bench, first sub. He's a very good player for 36 and 38. Anyway, here's his stats. Six big chances. He's missed five of them. He's underperformed by a goal and a half. So getting on for two goals. He has scored a goal in his last four matches. Just three shots on target, but he's had nine shots and every single one of those inside the box. I mean, that's what you want from a player here. Next name on this list is Muniz for Fulham, another cheap striker who's doing well. He's got a goal. He's got seven shots on target, 16 shots, 15 inside the box. This is huge. These are really good stats, and he's been underperformed by a similar amount, sort of goal and a half there. So Fulham, Brentford away, Luton away. 38, they're away, but it's at, you know, Man City at home, fixture 37, that would put me off. But other than that, I don't think if you need the money and you want to bench a player and you're not bench boosting and you want to just bench a player, he's another one I think is a good option.
Yeah, he scored at the weekend, his first goal in a while, but his numbers have been brilliant since he came into the team. These are like Mitrovic numbers when he was playing under Marco Silva, like that volume of shots. I don't think I'm going to look at him this year, but I reckon he's going to be in a lot of game week one teams next year if the fixtures are good for Fulham. Yeah. And he comes in at maybe 6.5 million or something like that, which he probably will. I could see him being a really popular pick next year.
Garnacho's next on this. This will please Garnacho owners who want to play him in 37 when they have a double. He's only 5 million still. He's had three big chances, missed them all, but he's had 16 shots, 15 inside the box, seven on target. His XG Delta, his underperformances, he should have got at least a goal more, possibly two over this period. Well, a goal or two as opposed to getting none over these last four matches. So, yeah, Garnacho. I think we had a question in our team selection video about, you know, would you move Garnacho to Fernandes? And, yeah, Fernandes, I think, is a better player. He's got for FPL. But a broad range of points. But I think if I had Garnacho now, I'd be pretty happy, I think.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he had that little spat, didn't he, with Ten Hag, but that seems to have blown over now and he's getting minutes. And I mean, he's going to shoot more often than Bruno probably. Bruno's shot volume has gone up recently, but Garnacho gets a lot of shots off. You can see it there. Yeah. Fernandes is the superior option, but I'd be absolutely fine playing Garnacho in 37, two home games where he's generally performed better. So, I think he's still a good option.
Salah is next. And one of the most worrying stats is the starts column for the last four matches. He's been a sub in two and he's only started two of them. He's had three shots on target, nine shots and eight inside the box. So, okay. But considering he's more than double, getting on for treble the price of the likes of Garnacho and Muniz, and he's got half the shot volume, that just underlines that for his point of view, he's poorly performing. He does face Tottenham next. There is a question mark over that sort of touchline spat with Klopp. But, it's good to see him on here, and I fully anticipate him to return against Spurs. But it's just not enough for me to go for him and no double.
Yeah, there's a few, you know, if he was firing on all cylinders and he'd been in really good form, I could kind of understand people looking at him as a bit of a differential, but the fixtures aren't really there. The form isn't there. And he costs, like you say, 13.5 million. Yeah. So why would you go for Salah over somebody like KDB or even Son at the moment. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. No.
Brighton's Pedro is next. I think if I was to get any Brighton player, it would be Pedro or Gross. Gross will get the minutes, but I just don't think they're very good in an attacking side at the moment or defensive side. I think they just want the season to end. They've got so many injuries. They want to get the treatment room cleared. They want to get players on the pitch, get the likes of Matoma back, Solly March, work on them over summer and get a better team together. Because they're not it at the moment, unfortunately. And I say that's a Brighton fan. But yeah, nevertheless, 12 shots in his last four matches, 10 inside the box, none on target. And that just sums up Brighton, huff and puff with nothing.
Yeah.
And Sterling's next. People won't go for him. Just one start in his last four. So he's been a sub. So and 7 shots, 5 inside the box. So yeah, Sterling. I've highlighted him just because he's got a double, but I don't think people go there.
Can't get in the team, and he's I think he's got a back problem now anyway. Yeah. But even if he was fit, I mean, he was struggling to get in, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yep. Let's have a look at the assists imminent table. This is bigger. There's a lot more, lot more on here. Let's have a look. So Bruno Fernandes is top. So we know about his goal scoring, but it's his assist potential. That is, should come to fruition in game week 36 as well. So, yeah, I'm in my team. I'm very happy to play him. I know he's a target of yours. Here's his stats. So he's created 19 chances over his last four matches, which is the most of any on this table. He has one assist. He should have got between one and two more. So he should have around three assists over this period on top of his 5 goals. 9 successful crosses. Yeah, I mean, if you didn't own him, I think he would be a top transfer target with a double on the horizon. And I think he is for you.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at double game week midfielders, you've obviously got your Man City players, you've got Son. But I think Fernandes with those two home fixtures, he'd be right up there. Yeah. We mentioned it earlier, he got bonus even without returning at the weekend, which tells you what kind of numbers he's putting up in terms of key passes and things like that. So, yeah, top target, and I'm sure he'll get an assist pretty soon.
Yes, indeed. Odegaard, I think I might have neglected to mention Odegaard at Burnley, but he did get a return. Yeah, he can get the occasional return, but I don't think people go there, even though he's cheap at 5 million. But yeah, 5 successful crosses, got an assist, should have got another one. Eriksen's next on this list. I mean, I haven't included him recently because I didn't think he'd get the starts, but he is starting now, and he has created 11 chances, takes 7 corners and 4 successful crosses. I wouldn't be surprised if he did get a return or two. In the double game week, playing a deeper role though.
Yeah, he's come in because Casemiro's been used at centre back because they've got so many problems at the back there that he's kind of slotted in. I actually quite like him in that team. I think he gives them a bit more passing ability, a bit more creativity in there. But you're not going to go for him over probably Garnacho. If you've got 5 million or whatever to spend, I'd spend it on the winger, I think.
Yeah. Robertson's next at Liverpool, got a goal in his last four. He's got 13 successful crosses, which is pretty huge, most on this table. 14 chances created. I think if I was getting a Liverpool defender, I'd go for him. I think he's pretty good at the moment. I think there's more to come, attacking threat. Liverpool aren't great, but I think he would be the defender, and I'd say that only because Alexander-Arnold is 2 million more.
Yeah, he's one of Klopp's favourites, isn't he? And he's come straight back in. Always a threat down that flank. It's just, yeah, will you go for a Liverpool player now? Probably not, I'd say, but maybe for 38.
Yeah. People won't go for Fulham players. Brentford away, good fixture though. Man City at home, that's bad, but then Luton away. So he's one for, perhaps if you're looking for a player to play in 36 and 38, but bench in 37 if you're not bench boosting. He's had 14 corners, 7 successful crosses. No assists, but he has got a couple of goals and he should have got an assist over the last four matches. So a good option there. Next up is Foden. Good to see him here to go along with his 5 goals. He's also got assist potential. He's created 7 chances, had 5 corners and a successful cross. Should have got an assist over this period. You got him in on your wild card. He was in my wild card. I didn't really hesitate that with that. I just think he's a great player. Going to get FPL points.
Yeah, I've missed a lot of his hauls this year, which is funny because the year before I got them all. I got all of the hat tricks, but but this year I've missed the two. And so I thought, yeah, get him in on the wild card. And then he didn't turn up, but got Haaland off the bench anyway. Yeah. But he should be back for this weekend, Foden now. And I think, like we mentioned in the team selection video, if you don't want to go Haaland, Foden's got to be up there as one of the best captains, I think.
Next name up is Maddison. He's in your team, and I know you've got your arm removing him soon and certainly benching him this week away to Liverpool. But, 10 chances created, 9 corners, 3 successful crosses. Now, what I haven't done is to work out... I can't see how long he's been back, but he's been back for four game
weeks. Oh, yeah, well beyond that.
So this is recent as well. Well, on established, it wasn't like from previous stats. So this would indicate, even though he's not high up on the table, this would indicate there is assist potential lurking in there still.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd back that up from watching it. Watching him play, they're just not coming off for him. Like in the role that he plays there, he's always going to be in and around the box and he's going to be getting passes off. His shots are a bit wayward. It feels like he really needs a goal just to give him that bit of a lift off. Yeah. And I keep going over my head, will he play on Thursday? And I hope he gets another chance too, because I think Chelsea is the kind of game where he will get more chances. Arsenal's a really tough game for any attacker, isn't he? But but he's not in a great moment at the moment. I'm pretty sure I will sell him for Fernandes in 37, but I just hope he can get something on Thursday, and then I'll bench him the week after. I certainly wouldn't be looking to bring him in now, though, if you didn't own him.
And we can sort of speed through the last three. Rico Lewis not going to get the start, so... but he has created 8 chances at 4.2. If you think he's going to start, could get some assist attacking returns. Willian at Fulham is always sort of lurking around here. Back from injury, could play once again, obviously like Pereira. 36, 38 is when you want to play him. 37 is when you want to bench him, which you can do if you're not bench boosting then. 6 chances created, 4 corners. A couple of successful crosses, should have got an assist over this period. And Pascal Gross, which is good to see him on here. Usually when he's on this table, he does leap off because he gets assists. He's created he's had 8 successful crosses, had 15 corners, 7 chances. I think if I was drunk at the game of 37, I'd get him in as a Brighton fan. But other than that, I wouldn't. No. I'm not anticipating making that type of move. So being a Brighton fan, I'm just quite down on them at the moment. Getting in the FPL, but you as a not a Brighton fan, you just wouldn't get them anyway. Because you can see...
Well, I looked at Gross because he's the kind of the perfect bench boost player, isn't he, in a way? You know, he's cheap, he's nailed. All he needs is an assist and he normally gets bonus as well. Yeah. He could be on penalties, I guess, if Pedro wasn't on the pitch.
He will be on penalties. Yeah. The other thing that I noticed is he has a phenomenal record against Manchester United, who he faces at home in game week 38. So he's a player that if you did get him in as an extreme differential in 37 on a bench boost, you can field him knowing he's definitely going to play because they haven't got anyone else left.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was looking at. I went through every team who doubles and really looked at all their players, and Gross was somebody that I really liked, but he's just not, you've just got no confidence in Brighton at the moment. And that's the problem. I think they've scored, what is it? A couple of, didn't they score just one goal in, April or something.
Yeah,
and was an own goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Burnley goalkeeper.
Murek. And so you really, I mean, it's about as punty as you get, isn't it, if you're going to go for an attacker from that from Brighton at the moment.
As ever, but, he's not a problem, but he's just got no one to aim at. And
I mean, I'd take a 3-2 Villa win this weekend and maybe Gross to show a bit of form and for him to become an option. But... yeah, I'm not sure.
They'll all be talking about him once he scores against Villa this week.
We score more.
Well, that'll be that. Well, on recent evidence, you are exactly right.
Well, yeah, but we've got this European clash. We don't have. We probably won't have Emi Martinez either.
It was a reverse fixture where Ollie Watkins scored about 1,000 goals, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite early in the season, wasn't it? Game week 7 or something. But yeah, we've got a few. We've obviously played Thursday. Emi Martinez is out. Tielemans is going to be out as well, on top of all the other problems. So if you're going to play Villa, it's probably the right time to play us. But it just depends.
I remember that last game. I was at an FPL meet in Exeter, and on one screen I was watching Brighton getting hammered by Villa, and on the other screen, Andy Martin was watching his side Leeds
There you
concede
go.
against Southampton at the time. But yeah, I certainly won in terms of who's got the worst team that day. Brighton absolutely capitulated. Oh well.
Yeah, I think there's a big match in the Championship tonight, isn't there, as well, which impacts Leeds. That's why I
Yes,
say it. I
yes,
think it's,
definitely.
is it Coventry Ipswich tonight? I
Oh,
think
yeah.
so. Leicester have obviously come up, so we'll be talking about them again in a few months' time with their FPL on as well. So, yeah, it should be an interesting couple of weeks.
And on that note, final mention, I went to see Cheltenham a couple of weeks ago. They lost to Lincoln, who were very good, by the way, if you're a Lincoln City fan. And they lost in the final match to Stevenage, but even if they'd drawn that, they couldn't have got through. So it was very tough. So sadly, Cheltenham are relegated to League Two, so I shall be going to see them in League Two next season rather than League One. So, but yeah, valiant effort from Darryl Clarke and all the lads and Cheltenham there. So well done for next. Well done in advance of your promotion next season, hopefully. Okay. Thanks for joining me, Tom. It's just me going solo on goals and assists imminent next week, because Tom's called over to other duties at Fantasy Football Scout. But we'll both be back for our team selection video ahead of the big double game week bench boost spectacular that we hope will get us lots of points in game week 37. Do press that like button, it does help us out. And do remember to subscribe, keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Take care, see you soon.
Cheers, Jack.